Good morning and welcome to Monday Coffee. Last week I gave a sermon at New Hope that talks about three different questions I get as a pastor. And it went really well and it was relevant to people. It also was very good for me to talk about those things. And so I thought I should just continue this as a series on Monday Coffee. And so here we are. And so this is going to be a series. I don't know how long it'll last. I'm just going to go over some questions that I get from people often as a pastor. And this isn't just for people within the church. This is people I run into at parties, at restaurants, who find out I'm a pastor. They ask these questions from family and friends. These are the common questions I get. And this isn't meant to be the answer, but it's meant to be the answer I fall on after my experiences and my study and things like that. So if you don't like my answer, you can go somewhere else and figure out an answer from somebody else if that fits what you're looking for better. But this is the best way I can answer based off of Scripture and my study and my understanding of what God's doing in the world. So the question today that we are addressing is, are we in the end times? And this is a question I think that's been going around since probably 50 years ago, and I think a lot of that has contributed to the Left Behind series, the series of books that came out in the 90s that talk about the end times, and it's a certain view of the end times that not a lot of Christian traditions actually hold. It's a called premillennial belief in the end times, and that means that Christ comes back before the thousand-year reign, which is in Revelation 20. In Revelation 20, it says, "Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding in his hand the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain. He seized the dragon, that ancient serpent who's the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years, and threw him into the pit and locked and sealed it over him, so that he would deceive the nations no more until 1,000 years were ended. After that, he must be left out for a little while." And then it goes on for more information about the 1,000 years. But basically, it's that 1,000 years that people have been arguing about. What does that mean? What does Revelation mean? Well, my answer of what I come out to is that Revelation is apocalyptic writing. And it's just drenched in imagery, some symbolism, metaphors. And so not all of it is meant to be taken literally. A lot of this stuff people understood, who were Christians back during under the Roman Empire rule, understood some of this stuff differently than we do now, because it was pointing to a lot of things in the Roman Empire. And a lot of things we call now, like this event is going to happen, this event is going to happen. Those things that people point out, like war in the Middle East, whenever that happens, a lot of people are like, this is ushering in the end times, especially when the war's with Israel. But a lot of that stuff is referring to the Roman Empire, and it's using coded language, but people at the time understood what it meant. And it's also talking about things that are happening time and time again. It's just not one event, but this is the human condition and the human cycle of empires and governments. So for me, it comes down to the traditional view, especially that Presbyterians hold, is called amillennial, which means that as when Jesus ascended to heaven, that's when the millennium began. And we don't know if it's a literal 1,000 years or not, but it's started and we're in it. We are in the end times. We've been in the end times since Jesus left us, but we have no prediction of when Jesus will come back and bring heaven to earth, the kingdom of heaven on earth. And there's also other things within Revelation that people get confused about, especially this past year with the COVID vaccine. Some people have said that's just the mark of the beast. And Christians do this when any new thing comes out. We always think it's the mark of the beast. But I think Joey from TikTok is going to have a better time explaining it to you than I am, and in a shorter amount of time.
Mark of the Beast may be the most misunderstood concept in the Bible. This mark is said to be a microchip implant that the government will force us to receive and cut your head off if you refuse to take it. Yeah, none of that's in this book, that's just in this one. Revelation actually says that John saw a beast, and people need a mark symbolizing that beast's name in order to buy or sell things. So this requires wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for this is the number of a man, 666. John is stressing that this is a code to be deciphered, not something literal, and his first century readers would immediately know this is gematria. Gematria is assigning numeric value to letters and then writing code. This was a common practice in the Hebrew language. 666 is a gematria code for Nero. You can't buy and sell without it because he's on all the money. John is making a political statement by calling Nero a beast. In some manuscripts, the number is 616, but this too means Nero, just with an alternate spelling used in that region. John is talking about Caesar in a code that only his intended audience would understand, so if a Roman saw it, he wouldn't know what it means. John is rebuking churches that have aligned themselves with Nero because they wanted power by saying that they have taken his mark. What does this mean for us today? When Christians have compromised their faith for political power, their true allegiance is exposed. Their faith is false, and they have taken it.
So you can follow Joey on TikTok. He has a lot of these insights too. And The Mark of the Beast was a really good one that I enjoyed listening to. But I hope a lot of this helps you understand it a little better. Because that's kind of where I land in all of this. That Revelation is not a book to be taken literally in all its forms and writings, but carefully encrypted and deciphered, and understanding the context of the time and what it could have been talking about and who it could have been talking about. And then that wisdom that we gain from that, and what it's talking about for that context, we can bring into our world today and what that means for us. So are we in the end times? Yes, but not really, is kind of the answer. Have a great week.